I'll never be a sailor conquering the raging sea. It ain't the man I'm supposed to be. And I'll never be a dancer. Yeah, I was born with two left feet. That ain't the man I'm supposed to be. Nobody's ever called me a good man, and that's alright by me. But just as long as you call me your man, that's the only man I ever wanna be. I'll never be a boxer. I got the heart but no technique. That ain't the man I'm supposed to be. And I'll never be an acrobat flying high on a trapeze. That ain't the man I'm supposed to be. Nobody's ever called me a good man, and that's alright by me. And just as long as you call me your man, that's the only man I ever wanna be. I'll be a singer, just struggling to stay on key. Yeah, that's the man I'm supposed to be. Never first, never last, just somewhere in between. Yeah, that's the man I'm supposed to be. So much. How y'all doing this evening? Good. We're American Aquarium from Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you so much for coming out on a Thursday night and letting us play some songs for you. We appreciate it. Yeah, that's a good thing. We traveled 4,700 miles to be here, and we are very, very excited to be in your country. It's a beautiful country. We've been zigzagging all across it. I wish they would just book it in a circle instead of just boom and boom and boom. But it's been fun. We've got to see a lot of the countryside and got to cross a lot of water on bridges. It's been marvelous. Yeah. Can't wait to hang out with that guy. I'm being serious. Yeah. I'm just a passing ship in the dark. I never stay till the morning. It makes leaving too hard. And I made a living breaking young girls' hearts. But it ain't no fun when your heart's the one that starts falling apart. So when my day turns to night and the path is hard to find, yeah, won't you be my northern light? Anything I've ever loved, I found a way to lose. Anything I've ever lost, I found an excuse. So don't give up on me, babe, if it's the last thing you do. Don't cut the strings of the only thing I'm holding on to. When my day turns to night and the path is hard to find, you won't you be my northern light? I'm just hoping there's a way. We can turn this ship around. So when my day turns to night and the path is hard to find, yeah, won't you be my northern light? My northern light. By the way the wind blows, she ain't coming to make friends. I can see you coming from a mile away. I can tell you gonna be rough. What took me my whole life to build, took you one night to fuck it up. Oh, tell me, baby, was I target? Was I simply in the way? When the wind's lost its force and the rain's run its course, all you're left with is a name. hurricane. Oh, she followed me through Florida. I'm about as calm as a gun for hire. But it wasn't until South Georgia that girl nearly set my chest on fire. When it comes to women, I figure she just burned out like the rest. That damn girl that stole my heart when she stepped out of that black dress. Now tell me, baby, was I target? Was I simply in the way? When the wind's lost its force and the rain has run its course, all you're left with is a name. The name of your hurricane. All the way from Huntsville, Alabama, on the pedal steel guitar, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Whit Wright. Would it say that the eye of the storm, hell, it's the safest place to be. But if I spend one more moment in those eyes, my God, it's gonna be the death of me. Now, I didn't get her. Hell, that's for sure. She stung me like a hornet's nest. I just can't wait to get back to Carolina so I can lay those storms to rest. Now tell me, baby, was I a target? Or was I simply in the way? When the wind has lost its force and the rain has run its course, and all you're left with is a name. The name of your hurricane. My hurricane. My hurricane. Sweet hurricane. So we've been eating our way across the country. Lots of delicious snacks you have here in the Netherlands. And a lot of folks have picked up on the fact that we enjoy the sweets. And so they've been bringing us to them and throwing us at the front of the stage every night. Some rock and roll stars get panties and bras. We get delicious confectionery treats. I'll take it. Yeah, what are the things called? The tube things that are stuffed with like raspberry? Those things are so good. Somebody brought us like 5 cases of them earlier today, and they're all gone. We've literally just been sitting up in the green room. A lot of rock and roll bands, like, you know, drink and do drugs. We're just up there eating that. You know, it's great. What's that? I do. That's the only reason I run over here, is so I can eat all this at night. Wake up and go for a run, you know.
Thank you. You guys ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
What a radio sings. sings a sad love song. The rain outside just screams alone. And we all dance for the lonely. Yeah, and over that hill the sun's waiting for me. Up in Johnson City, Tennessee. I got a show tomorrow in Nashville. And so I tried to call you on my telephone. Your answering machine told me you ain't home. Baby girl, when you gonna realize that you can't wash away all your pain with your dirty wine and cheap champagne? You're just dancing for the lonely. And goddamn, this city, to hell with the cold hard nights. And my God, she looks so pretty under those city lights. Well, in every town, in every place, there's a blue-eyed story with a pretty face. Just aching for a little attention. She's a hometown girl, alone at the bar. Hell, she tried to get out, but she didn't get far. So she's stuck here for a lifetime. But when she puts on that dancing dress, her lips are blood red and her hair's a mess. She's ready to fall in love tonight. And all but after a few, they all look the same. And I don't even think that he asked her name. Just another notch on his bedpost. So goddamn this city, to hell with the cold hard nights. And my God, she looks so pretty under those city lights. And what money if I ain't got you? Just know in your heart that I miss you. And well, I hate to cut it short, but babe, I gotta go. The boys, we're headed out to Ohio. I wish it was Carolina. And goddamn this city, to hell with the cold hard nights. And my God, she looks so pretty on an old city light. My God, she looks so pretty on an old city light. Thank you so much. I will have drank myself asleep again. I drank myself asleep again last night. And I woke up in a stranger's arms. I woke up with a stranger's arms holding me tight. And I thought of you and me. betting man. Yeah, I'd throw anything I had on you. But I ain't a betting man. Lord God only knows I'm a betting man. Yeah, you were running through my mind like a steamboat on the Mississippi River bed. Yeah, you were running through my mind like a steamboat on the Mississippi River bed. And words you said, yeah, they cut me deep like a lock blade knife. The bone. But you can only cut a man so deep before he's gonna wash his hands. I wash my hands of you and me. I'm a betting man. Here we go, boys. Thank y'all so much. I'm gonna play a couple acoustic songs for y'all. I'm gonna give the boys a break. They're gonna go eat the rest of the snacks. Growing young boys, you know. So the Netherlands has a very special place in my heart. Last time we were here was November 2015. We were in Brussels, Belgium, the night of the Paris attacks. And then as soon as we got done playing in Belgium, they put us in a van and brought us back over to Holland for 2 days just while everything got sorted out. And then we kicked off a tour of the Netherlands that lasted about a week and a half. And we questioned whether or not we were going to do the tour just because we didn't know, you know, safety and all that, all the issues that surrounded the Paris attacks. But while we were off those 2 days, we were holed up in a little place in the center of the country, Scherpenzeel. Yeah, there we go. That's how you say it. I mispronounce everything. I try. When we go to the restaurants, I try to order off the menu, and they laugh at me. But it's a very nice laugh. It's like, oh, you're an idiot. I'm trying my best. Scherpenzeel? Scherpenzeel. Is that better? Go ahead and pat myself on the back on that one. But yeah, we were there, and we kind of used that as a home base when we tour. And I wrote an entire record while we were off on those 2 days, kind of about missing home and the people that I grew up with, my grandfather, my father, my mom, my dog, my wife, everybody that I missed back home. And so that record came out in August of last year. It was a record called Rockingham, which was my solo record. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad that three of y'all have it. Thank you so much. They're flying off the shelf here in the Netherlands. But I wrote a bunch of songs. I'm going to play a couple of those for you, if you don't mind. And yeah, this song's about my grandfather. My grandfather, he was in the U.S. Navy back in World War II, and he got home from the war, and he got a job at a place called the American Tobacco Company. It was a really shitty job. It was a factory job. And for 42 years, 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, my grandfather sat at a machine and watched cigarettes roll off of one end of a conveyor belt past him and off onto another conveyor belt. And he did that for 42 years. It was minimum wage pay. It was a terrible job, terrible work conditions. But he did it because he had a wife and three kids at home. And that was more important to him than being happy. So my grandfather spent his entire life worried about making other people happy. And I wrote this song about my grandfather. And this is a song called American Tobacco Company. Every day around lunchtime I start daydreaming. My inside starts screaming, wanting something more. Then I come crashing back to reality before the walls closing on me and crush me to the core. Yeah, I work my fingers to the bone just to have a little bit of something I can call my own at the American Tobacco Company. At the American Tobacco Company. When I got home in the summer of 45, not a single place was hiring, but my cousin knew a guy. Now I sit here on the line and watch these big machines crush my hopes and dreams into Pall Malls and Lucky Strikes. Yeah, I work my fingers to the bone to have a little bit of something I can call my own at the American Tobacco Company. At the American Tobacco Company. Pull yourself up by the boot straps, they say, you can live the American dream. But all those days I spent thinking in the South Pacific, hell, this ain't how I thought that dream would be. So every single morning I walk into this building and I think about my children and the life they ought to lead. And I try my best not to look back, just stare up at that smokestack and my troubles fade away. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening to that one. I'm gonna play another song for you. This is not one of my songs. This is a cover song by one of my favorite writers. 2016 was a really shitty year in America for obvious reasons. politics aside, though, we lost a lot of really great songwriters last year. We lost Leonard Cohen. We lost Merle Haggard. But the biggest one that influenced me was a guy from West Texas named Guy Clark. We lost Guy last year, and that was super sad. And his songs really had an effect on me. He was one of the only people that could actually make West Texas sound beautiful. Because if you've ever been to West Texas, it's a shithole. But the way Guy Clark talks about it, it makes it sound like the most beautiful place in the entire world until you get there and realize that he was lying through his teeth about West Texas. And so I'm going to play a song. I had the honor a couple weeks ago, right before we came over here, to play in a Guy Clark tribute show. And it was me and Steve Earle and Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell. It was a bunch of legends and me. So it was really fun to kind of get up there and pay tribute to Guy Clark with not just people, contemporaries my age, but people that actually knew Guy Clark, people that actually played songs with Guy Clark. So it was a real honor. And there is no greater feeling in my entire life than walking off stage and having Emmylou Harris say, "Great job, EJ." I'll never forget that day. Because I tried to play it cool, you know. I was like, "Thanks, Emmylou. Appreciate that." And then I walked off in the corner and just started jumping up and down where she couldn't see me. But this is an old Guy Clark tune off his first record called Old Number One. This is a song called "She Ain't Going Nowhere." Standing on the gone side of leaving, she found her thumb and stuck it in the breeze. She'll take anything that's going close to somewhere. She can lay it down and live it like she please. And she ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. And she ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe. And no, she ain't going home, that's for sure. She's not sitting around and crying on her suitcase. She has no second thoughts there by the road. But she's got feelings that need some repairing, and she don't give a damn that it shows. Now she ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. And she ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe. And now she ain't going home, that's for sure. Well, the wind, it has a way with her hair. And the blues, they have a way with her smile. And she has a way of her own, like prisoners have a way with a file. Now she ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. And she ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe. Yeah. Now she ain't going home, that's for sure. Now she ain't going home, that's for sure. Now she ain't going home, that's for sure. Thank y'all so much. I'm going to play another one of those solo songs I was telling you about. It just gets gradually sadder and sadder. I've played all the happy songs. It's just downhill from here. I had a lady come up to me a few nights ago, and she's like, "Why are you so sad? Are you okay?" I said, "Yes, ma'am. This is how I get rid of all the bad feelings. I put them into songs. I'm a pretty upbeat guy for the most part, but the songs are really fucking sad. It was a good time, just a bad decision. We were all wrapped up with the best intentions. You were out of my league, and I was running out of time to string together words that were gonna make you mine. Ain't it funny how it all works out? Ain't it funny how it all works out? Ain't it funny how every now and then the unfortunate kind get lucky sometimes? Years you've been putting up with me. Your folks said we'd never see our first anniversary. Do you remember that first week when you burnt that pecan pie and I ate the whole damn thing? I couldn't stand to see you cry. Ain't it funny how it all works out? Ain't it funny how it all works out? Ain't it funny how every now and then the unfortunate kind get lucky sometimes? Then you got sick, and things just weren't the same. There were days I'd come to visit, you didn't even know my name. Then I watched you fade away. While I was holding tight to you, until the nurses pulled me back and said, there's nothing you can do. Ain't it funny how it all works out? Ain't it funny how it all works out? Ain't it funny how every now and then the unfortunate kind get lucky sometimes? It's been 2 years to the day since you left me here alone. Most days I sit there in the kitchen waiting for you to come home. Yeah, I'm still haunted by your ghost. I can't sleep in our old bed. I just lay there on the couch thinking about the words you said. Ain't it funny how it all works out? Ain't it funny how it all works out? Ain't it funny how every now and then the unfortunate kind get lucky sometimes? Hey, y'all. I got one more song for you, and then I'm gonna get the boys back up here. Back in 2012, me and the guys were we kind of hit a brick wall. You know, we'd been together for about 7 years at that point, and we were playing shows in front of nobody. Nobody would come and see us play back in the States, and we were starting to question whether or not we were supposed to be musicians. I was starting to question personally whether or not I was supposed to be a songwriter. And to this day, my father still refers to what I do as a living as a hobby. And it's very awkward at Thanksgiving and Christmas time because my brother's a used car salesman. And that's a real job. You know, that's a 9-to-5. You go in, you punch the clock, and you do an honest day's work. My father thinks that it's just all a piece of cake out here on the road. And last Thanksgiving, we were sitting there talking about, you know, what I do for a living. And I was trying to explain it And he just said, let me get this straight. People pay money to hear you complain about your problems. And I thought about it for a second, and I said, yeah, Dad, that's kind of exactly how it works, you know. But this is a song about just kind of hitting that last brick wall and wondering, is there going to be some light on the other side of it? And lucky for us, I wrote 10 songs back in 2012, and a buddy of mine encouraged me to record them, and he even recorded them for us. He produced our record, and that buddy of mine was Jason Isbell. And, yeah, y'all know him, the greatest songwriter alive right now. But, yeah, back in 2012, me and him were just two drunks trying to play music, trying to play our songs for people. And he produced our record. We went down to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and we recorded our record. It's a record called Burn, Flicker, Die. And this is a song off that record. Hopefully y'all like it. This is the title track. Dollar bill prescriptions in the bathroom stall. Red-headed women and alcohol. Said ain't so, said ain't last call. Double whiskey on the rocks and Adderall. Double whiskey on the rocks and Adderall. And we are no different than the neon lights. When you turn us on, we stay up all night. We do what we can, we put up a fight. Then we burn too long, we flicker and die. It's nights like these that the drugs don't work. Now they just getting away instead of picking me up. I wish my addictions didn't mean so much. But we all can't be born with that kind of luck. You can try, but you won't fix what's wrong with me. Every night I'm my own worst enemy. Yeah, I'll find a way to quit when they bury me. 'Cause I can't turn down the drinks when they're free. I can't turn down the drinks when they're free. And we are no different than the neon lights. When you turn us on, we stay up all night. We do what we can, we put up a fight. And we burn too long, we flicker and die. Every girl in that bar looked like 1965. With her sailor tattoos and her drawn out eyes. Every now and then she still crosses my mind. And by every now and then I mean most of the time. By every now and then I mean all of the time. And we are no different than the neon light. When you turn us on, we stay up all night. We do what we can. We put up a fight. Then we burn too long, we flicker and die. 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 Thank y'all for listening. I'm going to get the boys back up here. We're going to play some songs for you. Are y'all having a good time out there?
Yeah.
So are we. It was well worth the trip.
So far.
We've still got a few days. Yeah, we were in, I'm going to say this wrong. I'm going to try. Groningen? Is that right? Fuck yes. I'm getting better at this whole thing. We were there last night, and that's a fun town. They are wild. Those northerners. They are wild up there. We left the bar at like 1:30, and that was just kind of when everything was getting going. There were people coming out, going out for the night. I was like, fuck, I am old. Because I was trying to go to bed. Got a crack windshield and Mardi Gras beads. Some trucker hats and old hotel keys. I got a dash full of trash and other band CDs. I got a crack windshield and Mardi Gras beads. It's all breaking points, broken guitar strings. We bet big and we lost everything. I damn near wasted all my 20s chasing down a dream. And now we're all breaking points and broken guitar strings. We ain't ever gonna make it like I thought we would. And why can't we just pack it up and say we did the best we could? I used to be a decent man, then life just took its toll. And now I'm just a casualty of rock and roll. Closing time and opening band. Patrol. Instead, I'm just a casualty of rock and roll. So tell my mama and my daddy that I tried, and tell all my friends and family goodbye. Cause if the road is where you live, boy, the road is where you'll die. Tell my mama and my daddy that I tried. Ain't ever gonna make it like I thought we would. Why can't we just pack it up? I gave my heart to the highway, she returned it full of holes. And now we're just the casualties of rock and roll. Remember how I was talking about earlier, Guy Clark made West Texas sound so fucking pretty.
Old Guy Clark.
Old Guy Clark, man. This is a song about the first time I actually got to West Texas and realized there ain't nothing to do out there. It's pretty sometimes, but this is a song about the shittiest town out toward West Texas, a place called Wichita Falls.
I'm sending you a postcard with a tall fall. That's where it all started, baby. That's where it all started falling apart. Mind just like a freight train struggling to the end of the line. So if you see around and just turn, I call, and then I'm sitting here alone. Oh,
here's another song about my parents not understanding what we do. This is about the day I realized that it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about what you do, as long as you're happy doing what you do for a job, as long as you wake up every morning and are excited about what you're doing for a job, and that's all that matters. You know, life is too short to waste it on doing a shitty thing for the rest of your life. Yeah, for sure. So I'll take playing songs every single night over digging ditches back home, you know. I always joke with people, I'm not good at anything else. I'm a terrible waiter. I'm a really shitty bartender. But I can write songs okay. And so this is about doing something you love doing, you know. Are growing up, changing pretty girls' last names, and I'm still finding my way, rolling down that highway, playing a much younger man's game. Yeah.
dance halls. And they're all at that age where they're all having babies and picking out the nursery color walls. They all ask me how I'm doing, how to smile and realize that although it was kind of me, my youth is all behind me. Now on the losing side, that losing side of 25. Yes, my mom and dad did the best they could to raise me the right way. But I leaned more to the wrong, and I started writing songs, thinking I had something to say. So every week at the Food Lion, all the other parents boast about their kids graduating, getting higher educations, and the big city jobs that they chose. My parents ask me how I'm doing. I hang my head and close my eyes. They say don't throw your life away, go get a job that pays, but love you, we know that you tried. At least inside of 25. Yes, I might never have a mansion, might never own me a home, but I got a couple songs, some boys that I call friends, and a pretty girl that I can call my own. Yes, I might never be a millionaire, that's alright by me, 'cause I've done the things I wanted to, and said the things I needed to, and seen the things I wanted to see. So when they all ask me how I'm doing, I'd smile and realize that there are different roads to happiness. I took a different path, I guess, came out on the other side just fine. That losing side of 25. Yes, there are different roads to happiness. I took a different path, I guess. Came out on the other side just fine. That losing side of 25.
So it's nice to be back in Amsterdam. We got in town super early today, and we've been just kind of walking around, seeing the beautiful city here. This is absolutely an amazing town. We made the mistake of not making reservations at any of the museums, and we just tried to walk up. Apparently, a lot of other people had that idea too. So we retreated, and we booked everything for tomorrow, so we're going to get up super early tomorrow and see all the museums. Tomorrow, I think me and Witt are going to do the Anne Frank House tomorrow. And then I think a couple of us are doing the Banksy Dolly. Yeah, we did the Van Gogh last time. The Van Gogh is spectacular. It's absolutely amazing. But apparently the new Museum of Modern Art here is doing like a Banksy Salvador Dali display. So we're going to go see that tomorrow. And then the Heineken tour, Bill did the Heineken tour today. You know, just keeping it classy. You know, a bunch of Americans coming to town. Do you want to go see some art, or you want to go see some historical play? Where is the brewery?
It is culture. It is culture. Bill will argue that.
Yeah, for sure. It's heritage. It's culture. It's, you know, it's... Yeah, you know, it's really... It's a great thing. But yeah, we're having a lot of fun, and thank y'all so much for coming out and allowing us to be able to come over here and play songs for you. We appreciate that a lot, for sure. This is a song about things not working out in life. If you like songs about things not working out in life, we have 7 records for sale tonight. Every single one of them is about things not working out throughout my 20s and well into my 30s. This song called Lonely Ain't Easy.
Leave me alone.
We got one more song for you guys. Thanks a ton for coming tonight. Before we get out of here, I want to introduce you guys to the wonderful band that I have the privilege of traveling around the world with, all the way from Huntsville, Alabama, on the pedal steel guitar and the keyboards. Mr. Whit Wright, everybody. Coming to us live and direct from the illustrious town of Kent, Ohio. Back here on the drums, the smoothest man in show business, Mr. Kevin McLean, everybody. Coming all the way from Garner, North Carolina, on the bass guitar, tight t-shirts, and push-ups, Mr. Bill Corbin himself. It's a lovely sports bra you're wearing tonight. Support.
For support, okay.
And all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina, the lead guitar, Mr. George Hodge, everybody. Now, I'm sure you couldn't tell this, but George has, this is the first tour that George has done with us. This is George's, I think, ninth show. And I think he's doing an absolutely marvelous job. What do you think? I think the same thing, George. I've known George, me and George went to college together at NC State University, and we've known each other for 15 years, and we've never got to play music together. And it's a real honor to have him out on the road. So y'all put your hands together one more time for Mr. George Hodge. This last song is about, I've been sober almost 3 years now. And yeah, that's a cool thing. I was a drunk asshole for a very long time. And now I'm just an asshole. And I have no excuse for my actions anymore. I used to just blame it on drinking too much. Now I have to come face to face with a lot of the internal problems that I have with my life. And this is a song about kind of dealing with that and not wanting it to turn out like most of my mother's side of the family. There's always somebody on the mom's side, especially in the South, I guess. This is a song called Family Problems. Thank y'all so much for being here and listening to us. One last thing. As soon as we get done playing tonight, we're going to be standing outside in that little lobby area where the merchandise is. And even if you don't want to buy anything from me, please come by. Let me shake your hand and introduce myself and personally thank you for coming out and supporting live, original, independent music here in Amsterdam. Thank you so much for doing that. Now, if you don't come by and say, hey, it's going to hurt my feelings. But be safe and have a good weekend. Here we go, boys. This town has got a way of sucking you in, chewing you up, or just spitting back out again. I ain't getting any younger. Every day's an uphill battle, staring down the barrel of the choices that I made. So I hope you understand that I'm a broken man. Boy, if you take my hand, I'll let you fix just what you can. Like my mother's brother, I got the family problem. She still calls me sobbing, Lord, begging me to quit. And every time I see her, she says I got his eyes, and constantly reminds me he was dead by 45. So I hope you understand that I'm a broken man. But if you take my coming out. We'll see y'all around. We're American Aquarium from Raleigh, North Carolina. Y'all be safe. We'll see y'all next time. One more song for you. We're on a tight curfew tonight, so I got one more song. I'll fit as many as I can in. I've got 9 minutes, so we're gonna fit as much as we can in there. So, yeah, that's a mean thing to say to somebody.
Oh man,
can't make everybody happy. It's okay. Dear Heavenly Father, what have I done? I used to have it all, and now I'm left with none. The great state of Georgia came and took the farm away because of the bills that I could not pay. My family's name has been here since 1833. 100 years of sweat and blood just handed down to me. So every day I work these fields, and every night I pray for rain, but rain don't ever come, and I doubt any's on the way. Oh, what will I do when all else fails? And what will I do when no water's in the well? And what will I do when there's nothing left to sell? Oh, what will I do? Only time will tell. I hear there's work in Richmond and some in New Orleans, but outside that Clark County line is a world I've never seen. The papers say that the times are tough and money's running low, but the bottom doesn't look so bad if the bottom's all you know. Oh, what will I do when all else fails? What will I do when no water's in the well? What will I do when there's nothing left to sell? Oh, what will I do? Only time will tell. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you now. The bottle's in my left hand, pistols to my brow. The preacher says salvation will cleanse all my bad deeds, but I could never forgive myself for failing my family. Oh, what will I do when all else fails? What will I do when no water's in the well? What will I do when there's nothing left to sell? Oh, what will I do? Only time will tell. Thank y'all so much for being here. Y'all have a safe night. And we'll see you around. Come say hey.